Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Tim Covey. Time for Food Stuffs. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. New location opening in St. Charles Thursday. Day
what,
after tomorrow.
Really?
It's going to be there. Yeah. If everything goes as planned.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's a really big deal.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get out there this week, actually.
Congratulations, like it's Tim's baby.
I know. No,
to Tom.
Tom. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and the whole Salt and Smoke team.
They worked so hard on it.
Everybody else. Yeah, it's a big deal. It's awesome. We are on Instagram Live right now, at Courtney and Co. Y98. Jen is showing off mini Swedish fish that she's eating. I also did put the picture of me in the sweatshirt. There's a poll now on there as well. Is my sweatshirt too small? At Courtney and Co. Y98.
Oh, wow. They're like little eggs and little fish inside.
Oh, yeah. So this is what...
Here. Looks really good.
Try a couple. They're Swedish fish minis.
And they even give you a fish.
With assorted eggs. And here's why I like them. They're softer than regular Swedish fish.
That's why I don't like them.
Really?
They're a little... I agree.
They're too...
Yeah,
they're too...
I need them chewier.
I do too.
I need to... Like, I like it when you pull the Swedish fish all the way.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But they're cute. They're adorable.
They really are. I was looking for some new fun Easter candies this year.
Speaking of new fun Easter candies,
yeah.
These aren't that new, but Reese's Easter eggs, people are a big fan of.
Had them last night.
They're delicious. We all know that. It's a great ratio of chocolate to peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. You can only get them for so long, and it's pretty much the same ratio as in the ones they do for Halloween and the ones they do for Christmas.
You're talking about those. They have new ones that are tiny, hard eggs.
Oh, I don't think those are new. They've had those for a while.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, here's the deal. Sorry, I thought you were going to expand on those.
No, so you popped a bunch of Swedish fish in your mouth?
You shouldn't put them in front of me.
Yeah, you know he cannot stop himself.
I know. I have a problem.
Put more in his mouth.
No, I didn't.
I love how he said he didn't like the texture and he keeps eating them.
I have an issue. That's another episode of Food Stuff. anyway, here's what they're doing. So I like them frozen. I like to freeze my peanut butter cups. Well, they're freezing a whole bunch of them. And the idea is that they're freezing them and then they're going to release them over the summer. Because summer is the hardest find. You can't find the Christmas trees. You can't find What do they do for Halloween? What am I thinking
of? Wait.
A pumpkin.
Thank you. Pumpkin.
Reese's is freezing them?
Yeah.
Like they can't continue to make them throughout the year, first of all. And second of all,
it's a marketing ploy, people.
Why wouldn't you just buy more and freeze them? That's what they want you to do. They want you to buy more right now and freeze
them. Which is why they started following Frozen on whatever it was they followed.
Thank you, Courtney. Instagram.
Exactly.
Yes.
We talked about that a few weeks ago. We thought maybe there was going to be a collaboration. No collaboration.
Now, if they sell them in the Frozen section, maybe. That's something a little different.
Yeah. No, they're doing, basically, you can win them. I don't know. It's a good, I think it's fun. They release them in the summer. That's the hardest time to find them because it's right between Easter and Halloween.
When I was young, we'd go to the pool. You know, you always had your favorite snacks at the pool. Chocodiles were really big.
Oh, yeah.
And they would sell at the concession stand, frozen chocodiles.
Whoa.
And it was maybe the best thing that you've ever eaten.
Foodstuffs!
Oh, they're the Twinkie. They're from Hostess.
Yes. Yeah.
It takes a while to eat a chocodile.
It's basically a chocolate-covered Twinkie.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, but it's more boxy-shaped than, like, rounded.
Gosh, what a great memory. That and Summer Breeze by Seals and Croft.
Makes me feel fine.
Little band on the run in there.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with
getting
that.
Getting shocked on the video game when you put your quarter in when you're wet.
Vlasic, they make pickles. Now they're making pickle chips. Not pickle-flavored potato chips, which I'm a fan of, but literally chips made from pickles. Does that sound good to you guys?
You can already buy
pickle chips in different brands. Don't we have some in the...
actual. It's like. Would you describe those as pickle chips? Those are refrigerated. I think those are something different.
These are like dried,
sliced so thin and fried so that they're like a Pringles consistency.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Ooh. I don't know about that.
I don't know either, but I would. I need some dipping sauce. I would think.
Sign me up on that. Mm. I'm in.
I would try it. In.
And finally, Carlsberg beer. Are you familiar?
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard of it.
That was like Denmark's greatest export since the Vikings. I think that was their...
What about St. Pauli Girl? Wasn't that Denmark too?
I don't know, but I think that was their old tagline.
Yeah, a lot of superlatives. So with their other big one, they always refer to themselves publicly as probably the best beer in the world.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
Well, they're taking a page...
Supposedly.
Somebody, I heard it was the best beer in the world. They're taking a page from the Domino's Pizza playbook. Remember Domino's, and I didn't realize this, but it was all the way back in 2010, was when Domino's started saying, yeah, we used to be gross, but now we're not anymore. That was a big Domino's thing. Well, it has totally resurrected that brand, and Domino's is now back on top. Granted, they've done everything from filling potholes
They've done a really good job with the marketing of Domino's.
They're slaying it right now.
They are. But it all started with, hey, we used to be bad. Carlsberg now doing a very similar thing. Major overhaul of the marketing campaign and its brewing process in attempt to get back to living up to his one-time reputation. So now they have this big thing that they just put out, and it says, it's the slogan, probably the best beer in the world, but it just there's a little line that says, probably not the best beer in the world.
So we've changed it.
And they're like, that was once true, but today... Probably not. Somewhere along the line, we lost our way. We focused on quantity, not quality, yada, yada, yada. And they're like, but now we're going to change. It goes on and it says, a perfectly balanced of Danish Pilsner, yada, yada, yada. And then it says, finally, a beer that lives up to his promise? Probably.
The beer that lost its way. You get out and you find that darn beer.
Yeah. Carlsberg's working on it. That is Foodstuffs. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney and Co. Y98.
Foodstuffs! The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. Simplify shopping with the new features available on the Schnucks Rewards app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.